And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 19th of July, 2014. 60 years ago today, the first part of the Lord of the Rings trilogy came out, The Fellowship of the Ring, a sequel to J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit, which had come out in 1937. He wrote The Hobbit for his own amusement, didn't expect it to sell well, the story of Bilbo Baggins, a human-like creature with hairy feet who goes on an adventure through Middle-earth and comes back with a magical ring. Tolkien once wrote, "I am, in fact, a hobbit in all but size. I like gardens, trees, and unmechanized farmlands. I smoke a pipe, like good plain food, detest French cooking. I am fond of mushrooms, have a very simple sense of humor, go to bed late, and get up late. I do not travel much." The Hobbit sold pretty well, and the publisher asked for a sequel, and Tolkien decided the new book would be about Bilbo's nephew Frodo and about the magical ring. He spent 17 years working on The Lord of the Rings, writing in his spare time, usually at night sitting by the stove in the study in his house. He was well into the first draft by the time World War II broke out in 1939. He had not intended to write an allegory, but once the war began, he started to draw parallels between the war and the events in his novel. The book became more and more complicated as Tolkien went along. It took much longer than he had planned. He went through long stretches where he did not write anything. He had to make sure the details were right, the geography, the language, the mythology of Middle-earth. He made elaborate charts. And finally, in the fall of 1949, he finished The Lord of the Rings, typing the final copy himself, sitting on a bed in his attic, the typewriter on his lap, tapping it out with two fingers. It turned out to be more than a 500,000 words long. And the first volume came out on this day in 1954. The Seneca Falls Convention, the first convention for women's rights, began on this date in 1848 at the Wesleyan Chapel in Seneca Falls, New York. And it's the birthday of Edgar Degas, born in Paris, 1834, best known for his paintings of ballet dancers, who, after he became completely blind in one eye and nearly blind in the other, began to work in sculpture, which he called a blind man's art. Here's a poem for today by Katrina Vandenberg. I meet my grandmother in Italy. I find her where I least expect her, Santa Margherita, with yellow roses in her hair. She laughs deep in the arms of that American GI, her hair rolled like Hepburn's, her lipstick red as tiled Verona roofs. Then I remember the Saturday before she died, the way we stopped at a greenhouse, and she said, "I'll take for my granddaughter all the plants you have with yellow flowers," ignoring my protests until the Pontiac was heaped with roses and verbena, with lemon gladiola perfume I could gather in my hands. She said, "Take them all. You need to have a happy life." Katrina Vandenberg's poem, I Meet My Grandmother in Italy, from her collection Atlas, published by Milkweed Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.